This is Passport to Texas. Texas has been one of the country's top oyster-producing states since the late 1800s. Oysterman Mauricio Blanco has worked in the Port Lavaca region for over 30 years.
Been a pretty good spot over the years. We got so much salt in our blood that that's what I love to do.
But declining limits on commercial harvests have been signaling a problem for years.
Most oyster reefs are operating right on the border of sustainability. Everybody realizes that something needs to be done.
Bill Rodney is a coastal ecologist.
They've been suffering from a number of stressors, including drought and hurricanes. And on top of that, there's a lot of heavy fishing pressure being put on.
A historic restoration plan is now in place to rebuild the reefs. A new law requires oyster dealers to recycle their old shell or pay a restoration fee.
The key to restoring the habitat is putting fresh culch out there. Culch could be any materials that oysters can grow on.
Crushed limestone and recycled oyster shells make an excellent substrate for oyster larvae to attach to and grow into spat, which are baby oysters.
The site will be closed to commercial harvest for 2 years, allowing the baby oysters time to grow to adulthood. By the fall, there should be millions of baby oysters growing on this rock out here.
The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.